My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tiffany, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me today. Yeah, it absolutely seems like a common sense thing, right? We have kids graduating from high school. Certainly, they should be able to answer some very simple questions. And I say to your audience, if you've never looked up the citizenship test, go ahead and just do a search for it and check it out. And then, you know, let us know if you think that it's a good requirement for the high school graduation.
So we would take the citizenship test en masse, right? No changes, and just give the kids that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. As a former teacher and someone that does, as you know, a lot of education parenting things, I think the failure rate would be, I would take the under of those that can pass it, Tiffany. I might even take the 2/3 won't. What do we do then?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. Kids are in school to learn things. You would certainly think that the things that are on that citizenship test are important things for kids to know. So it's not like a gotcha. We're not doing it at the end and thinking we haven't prepared these students. You know, the job of the school should be to prepare children to unfold their full potential in life. Certainly, they should be learning how to read. That's incredibly important. And unfortunately, what we're seeing is that a lot of kids are not learning to read in school. In fact, only about a third of American public school fourth graders are reading on grade level. That is atrocious, given how much money, $840 billion a year, we spend on public education. But the idea that kids graduating from high school should be able to pass the citizenship test seems pretty basic, honestly, and they should have the tools and the knowledge poured into them over their time in high school to get them ready for that test. And I certainly think it'll mean that we'll have better, more engaged citizens who have a full knowledge and understanding of our country, its history, and the governmental framework that's essential for them to understand how to engage in.
Yeah, well, mark me down if you need anybody by Zoom across the country. I would love to talk about the Electoral College, not in some vague way, much how much I embrace it and love it and the genius of it, stuff like that. I think it's on the citizenship test. So, Tiffany, North Carolina is pretty close to debating this and going to do it, and Florida may do it pretty soon, or at least debate it.
Yeah, we're hoping that every state will take a look at it if that's what the Moms for Liberty chapters want. And I think it's important for people to understand. So North Carolina, their legislative committee, now that's we're set up by chapter, and the chapters are in counties, right? But at the state level, we only endorse the school board races. It's county-level politics, right? But at the state level, our moms are very concerned about different issues. COVID gave them a window into learning more about, you know, where are policies made, who gets to make those decisions. And what they saw was that there are a lot of rights and things that they need to advocate for at the state level that they weren't doing before. And so they form in a legislative committee. Each chapter sends a liaison to that committee. And then that committee, with their the input from the members in the chapters, comes up with a legislative platform, the things that they care about. And so this U.S. citizen test requirement was put on the North Carolina legislative agenda. And, you know, each individual state and their committee will have to decide if that's something they want to push too. But I think it is something that they're going to want, along with making sure that students and staff are protected. They were strengthening parental rights in North Carolina. informed consent, this idea that your child can make medical decisions for themselves, Dom, that starts at age 12 in North Carolina, and parents are really concerned about that.
Yeah, exactly. So, Tiffany, any idea? I was just thinking about this when I saw this proposal. I'm not sure if I ever taught in a school where civics was, in my time teaching, was an actual subject, but it was pretty prominent, maybe in the American history or something like that. Then all of a sudden, particularly at the middle school and all that, we got away from anything with American civics, and it was social studies. And as soon as we got to that, you know, there were a lot of things where kids had to show up and bring a ethnic dish or a dance or something. All fine. But ask three branches of what are three branches of government, or asked about the Constitution or any of that stuff. And it's just not, somehow or another, it's not even in the curriculum.
Yeah, and what they've done, honestly, I think you and I have talked about this before, but, you know, the want of parents hasn't changed. I think parents, again, want their kids to learn to read, write, do math, to learn and understand science and history, and to know the full history of the United States, all the parts of the history, good and bad. But the goal of the schools has changed, and when you look at civics, our kids are being turned into little social justice warriors who can be turned out on a dime. So, you know, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. It's how you have queers for Palestine. They would be killed in the Middle East for being gay. But, you know, fine. It's a joke, right? But that's why these kids don't know. They don't understand anything except the fact that something called action civics has been taught in public schools across America, how to get involved. So they can't read or write, but they know how to turn out for you know, some type of activist event. And I mean, certainly, you know, we've seen since post 10/7, we have seen, you know, ample evidence of how a generation of kids have been turned against this country and each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany, what's the next big step for Moms for Liberty? What are you engaged in? Are you engaged in the election, presidential election, in any way, shape, or form?
No, our moms, we don't endorse, again, in any other races besides school board races, but okay. Our moms are certainly concerned about issues. So they're looking to candidates, and they're asking them, where do you stand on the issues we care about? They want to make sure that they protect women and girls in sports and private spaces. They don't want their children to be forced to lie about biological truth in school. And they're concerned about the fact that the schools are failing kids. And so any candidates that are aligning with us on those issues, I think you're going to see Moms for Liberty members supporting. What are we doing now? We are making sure that people are registered to vote. Unfortunately, I think there are a lot of people that have just not, again, been as engaged as they need to be in our civic processes, and voting is one of those things. And so my message to anyone listening to this right now is, are you registered to vote? And if you are registered to vote, make a commitment that in the next few months, you're going to get 5 more people registered. Honestly, ask them, are you registered to vote? Can I help you get registered? You know, do you have any questions about different issues? Because the most important thing is to have our voices heard. We cannot have more people running this country like Joe Biden, who tells the nation that, you know, when the kids are in a teacher's classroom, they're like their children, that they're all our children. The message needs to be no. These are our children, and we're going to defend and protect our parental rights.
We're talking with Tiffany Justice, co-founder of Moms for Liberty. Tiffany, here in Pennsylvania, you may be aware, but I'll give you an idea. The intensity level is at a 10 out of 10, and that Jay-Z now has jumped into the ring. We're in the budget process this last couple of weeks, and he is coming out $300 million, poor kids, black and Latino mainly, scholarships through public money. You have one of the richest guys in America, Jeff Yass, here. You have Meek Mill, who's really a regional rapper. I guess he has a national reputation.
Yeah, he's big nationally.
Yeah, and assorted others. Are you sensing anything like that around the country? I mean, Jay-Z, I don't agree with on the time of day, probably, mostly, but he's on the right side, and he's actually holding public events around this.
Yeah, he's smart, and he understands that education is the key to lifting people out of generational poverty. And that's why I'm so concerned about what's happening in our schools, because you're condemning kids to a life of struggle. If they can't read by the time they're in fourth grade, then they can't read to learn. That means that they're now at a deficit for the rest of their time in school. They're much more likely to end up incarcerated or to have adverse situations with the juvenile justice system. I think it's something like 80% of the kids that get involved with the juvenile justice system are functionally illiterate. That is crazy town why that's not ringing. I mean, obviously Jay-Z's smart and he's going to address it. Here's the thing, though. You're right. You probably don't agree with a lot of the things that Jay-Z is doing. But on principle, I think we agree that parents have the fundamental right to direct the education of their kids, and he's giving parents choice. That's awesome. But we need to be smart and understand that if you want conservative principles and values to be shared, you know, do you think Jay-Z is going to want those things taught in his schools? I don't know. I don't know Jay-Z. I'd love to, if Jay-Z, if you're listening, I would love to meet you and understand what you're doing.
Yes.
And Jeff, you asked for that. We need more people involved in education and lifting all these kids up. And so if people with money are finally waking up to the fact that they need to get involved in saving public education and trying to figure out how we stop the indoctrination and we get back to at least teaching kids the basics, reading, writing, and math, and then we'll worry about what we teach them after that, then I'm in. So
gotcha.
Sign me up.
All right. Where's the website, Tiffany, for Moms for Liberty?
MomsForLiberty.org. Please go check it out. There's a big map there. You can click on your state, see if we have a chapter. If we don't, please start one. We need you. We need every single person in this fight to save our country.
Thank you, Tiffany. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.